This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of June. Jennifer, did you know that? It's 1 week into the month of June 2018. How about them apples? Or how about that spaghetti? Or how about them goosebumps? Whatever it is that gets you going. How are you feeling today? Well, hopefully. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen running things, sort of. I say sort of because she's the technology director. I'm not sure. This sometimes appears to be a rudderless ship, but I guarantee, folks, there is a mission to our madness. There's a reason and a mission to our madness. So let's get to Victoria started with some of the trending items this morning at this point in the morning.
Well, we start with some sports. The Golden State Warriors are on a roll. They beat the Cleveland Cavaliers again, so they are up 3-0 in the series. And at this point, people are only talking about where is LeBron James going next. No one seems to think he's going to stay in Cleveland after this. It doesn't look like Cleveland's going to pull out a win here. This is going to go back to the Warriors. So that's the big speculation. And, of course, Philadelphia
Boston.
Has been...
Nah, he's coming to the Celtics.
You think?
Yep, that's right.
I know basketball
all
is
over.
Your.
No, it's
your
not my strong
sport.
Suit. Wise guy. But the local media is loaded with concern. He's coming to Boston. He'll be in Boston. He's playing in Boston.
Well, Philadelphia has been, they've been really courting him. They've had billboards put up in Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah, they've really gone hard for him. So we'll see. Well, and, you know, the series isn't over. There could be a miracle. But at this point, it just looks like the Warriors are on such a roll that they cannot be stopped.
So is that why LeBron James and some of the other NBA champions say they're not going to the White House if they win?
I think... Well, I don't know. I don't think LeBron is going to have that choice to make anyway. So I'm not really sure, but I know he did say something.
Yeah,
I didn't read his whole quote.
Yeah, both teams don't want to come to the White House, is what he said.
Good. Save us taxpayers some money. No big party. Hooray! All right. What else have you...
Bill Gates is trending.
Really?
Bill Gates has some words of advice in the form of a gift for all 2018 college graduates. He is picking up the tab for all U.S. grads to download a copy of Hans Rosling's book, Factfulness, 10 Reasons We're Wrong About the World and Why Things Are Better Than You Think. And the book was released in April. It's currently $15 as an e-download on various sites. And Rosling was a kind of well-known for his TED Talks. He wrote the book with his son and daughter-in-law. He was a Swedish statistician. Say that 10 times. Mm-hmm. He died at the age of 68 last year, and the book debuted at number 5 on the bestseller list. It's one of Bill Gates' favorite books so far, so that's why he wants to pick up the tab, and he thinks all college grads should read this book.
Really?
So it's a nice gift.
What a great idea. And magnanimous. Yeah. How many college graduates are there who could possibly take advantage of this? In the tens of thousands, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So anybody who just got their degree, they can go to his blog. It's called Gates Notes, and you can sign up for an account and download the book there.
That's easy.
Yeah,
how about that?
Very
that's
easy.
Very good. Okay, congratulations.
And then,
to Mr. Gates, yeah.
What congratulations else? To all the grads. And then in some sad news, the Kate Spade story has a new development in a sense. Andy Spade, her husband, released a statement. The gossip sites have gone crazy with the details of her suicide, the what was said in the note, and it's really kind of, and that she had a drinking problem. TMZ quoted the cops as saying that Andy told the police that she had a drinking problem, and it's really gotten out of hand. So last night he released a statement, and I'll just give you some of the highlights of it. He said, for the past 10 months, we had been living separately, but within a few blocks of each other. Our daughter was living with both of us. We saw each other and spoke every day. We ate many meals together as a family and continued to vacation together. We never discussed divorce. We were not legally separated. We were married for 35 years. We loved each other and just needed a break. He said, this is the truth. Anything else out there is false. She did not have a drinking problem. There was no substance abuse, and there were no business problems. And he said that she did suffer from depression and anxiety over the last 5 years, but she had been seeing a doctor on a regular basis and was taking medicine for both, and that he spoke to her the night before and that she seemed happy. So this, he just wants everybody to set, you know, to know that this was not something that the family expected in any way, and of course he and his daughter are grieving her loss.
Well,
and
the husband, that part of the family, but the sister believes that she suffered from bipolar disease because of her immense celebrity, and it went untreated for years because of the people around her who didn't want to challenge her, who knew she had a problem, but they always said, yeah, you know.
You know what's interesting about the sister is I had, because I said that same thing yesterday about, you know, the sister talking about everyone, you know, said yes to her all the time and never challenged her. And then I was reading another article, and it sounded kind of like a Meghan Markle situation where the sister has been estranged from the family for 10 years, hasn't spoken to any of them in 10 years, and then now that her sister has died, comes out and has all of these things to say about it. So I wonder the accuracy of any of these claims. It's interesting because Kate Spade was well known and people loved her as a fashion designer, but not really in pop culture. She wasn't talked about a lot. So it's funny mm-hmm. that all these people have so many things to say about it.
Yeah. Well, the fact that, you know, he admits that she had depression and anxiety, and she was getting treatment for both, that she had a doctor she really liked, and she was in regular therapy, he also took a chance to share the message that mental illness is something that everyone needs to talk more about. We talk about that here, and there shouldn't be a stigma with it at all, with depression, and
odd. His response is like, it seems he was shocked, and that if she was getting treatment, if you're getting treatment, typically, and you like your doctor, and you have it almost in his statement seems like, well, she had a little bit of depression and anxiety, which I think is probably half of the population in the country. I don't know. It seems, and I guess that's probably a natural thing because you're in shock, but it just seems a little odd, I guess, in the response. It seems almost a light response. Like, I don't know, no big deal. I don't know what was wrong with her.
Well, yeah, his quote was, there was no indication and no warning that she would do this. It was a complete shock, and it clearly wasn't her. There were personal demons she was battling. That's what he said. So,
but that doesn't seem to square.
Sad.
Even if the sister is estranged, it doesn't seem to square with that information. And so I go back to what we all have said. This country has a mental health, and I don't use this word, you'll hardly ever, I can't remember the last time I used it because it's so overused, but we have a mental health crisis in this country. There are a lot of people, you think that a lot of youngsters have problems that are being treated, some of the things that come up every day about autism, we have a country that's full of maladjusted malcontents, and they don't know what to do about it because there isn't the proper amount of attention paid to things like this. We all need to have the same focus on our mental health as we do our physical health. If you pay no attention to your physical health, then I guess I can't help you, but if you're like most of us here, we have our annual physical checkups when you need them. If there's a problem, you go see a doctor, you get a consult, you talk to somebody who is an expert in the field. If you don't like the one that you have, you go find somebody else. And the same thing should be true, in my estimation, something that I followed for a long, 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 long time. I early on believed in mental health and therapy, and I'm going back to the first time I can remember having therapy was when I was married. I laugh about it because I didn't understand it at the time, but I was in my 20s. I didn't have a clue about anything, and the relationship that was developing between my wife and I was curious to the point of being problematic, to getting in the way of me doing what I had to do to work and live, and I didn't understand a lot of stuff. And I think we all go through life trying to understand things and make our lives better, and we want to make sure the people around us that we love are well taken care of as well. So I've encouraged therapy for my children. I encourage it for my friends. I encourage it for people who listen to this program who I consider to be my friends. If you have something that makes you out of sorts and it doesn't seem right and somebody is asking you questions about it, you have a question, go find somebody that you can trust And frankly, that's one of the spirit of I Can. This may be sounding a little self-serving, but there's a podcast that I do every week, an hour of focus on metaphysical, the world that we don't really understand, or when we have five senses that work in the norm, but we have more than that. And so this, the podcast, Your Hidden Power, at yourhiddenpowershow.com, if you ever want to download it, listen to the information that comes on all, whether it's physical or mental or emotional, spiritual, whatever it may be, we try to deal with those things on Your Hidden Power Show. So that, and it, I do it because I think we need to be understanding or looking at stuff. At least I like to think that I can offer an alternative to some of the stuff that's around. Some of the therapists who are professionals who have MDs, psychiatrists, psychologists, are good. I think sometimes the alternatives are good as well. You just have to find something you feel comfortable with and you're learning from. But don't ignore signs, please. That there is either something in your life or somebody you care about that's, I just had a thought about somebody that I care about and wondering whether or not there is something going on there that needs to be attended to. And I hadn't thought about it until you just said what you did, Victoria. And so anyway, let me be not the first, but just don't take these things lightly. There are a lot of people. Look at all the soldiers commit suicide every day. Look at people who are just not happy in life. Now, it may be that they know something we don't, and they just decide, okay, man, enough of this. I'm moving on to the next stop, which, you know, is okay. But I think if you really desire to have a good, wholesome, happy life, you have to be mentally well-adjusted in order to do that or in order to get there. And if you are not well-adjusted, then it's like not having your health. Life is not worth living, in my estimation, if you don't have your health. And that can, I think, be said for both mental health and emotional health. So, anyway, what a sad thing. But maybe in her dying, it'll be one of the things, ladies, that gets us to move, to push. But no matter what your age, I urge you to, if you feel like you need help, need to talk to somebody. Sometimes people go to ministers, priests, rabbis. Great. Whatever, however you can get your, you never, ever are going to see the whole picture yourself. You're just not going to. You're too wrapped up in your own values and your own point of view to be able to see outside of it. And so sometimes people never get the help that they need, or they don't get the right kind of help because they don't know what the right questions are. And the right questions only can come probably from your seeing someone that will help you out. So anyway, I hope that works. Here's some other bit of advice, if you will. A note from the folks at Life Change Tea, which is a proprietary herbal formula tea, a gentle daily cleanse, which the ladies here on the air are using, I am using, to get rid of toxins in my body, your body, our body, molds, parasites, bacteria. You know, I went to a dog, I have spider bites all over my body, and I just found out what the itches were, and I'm trying to figure out where the spider bites are coming from. I looked
under the
sheets.
Maybe you have one in your bed with you.
Well, that's, you know, but
I had something in my bed that bit me a couple weeks ago, and it looked like I had a disease. It was the bites were
right.
So
it
bad.
It swells up. Yeah, oh. Right, exactly. So, anyway, if that's the kind of problem you have, whatever problem you're having with your body in the sense of it being adjusted well, you're feeling well, if you feel run down, you ought to go on to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship Get the Tea, Life Change Tea, to you free. The company's called Getthetea.com. There have been a number of brands or types of tea that they've developed. This is the one that I think is the best one, called Life Change Tea. Cleanse your body every day. Drink it every day. You can't find it in stores, just online at GetTheTea.com. So go to GetTheTea.com, use the discount code DJV, have it shipped to you free, get on it. You will be very happy about the results, I guarantee you that. 21 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Get the old. ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour. It is the Thursday DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and a focus on television. Zero focus on me last night. I watched absolutely nothing. Zero. So, I throw it to Victoria. What'd you watch? You count stars in the sky last night? Did you watch something?
No, we watched the new episode of Below Deck on Bravo, and then we watched The Housewives of New York City. We had a reality night.
It's pretty fun.
Very exciting. Yeah. What about you, Jen?
I watched an old episode on my DVR of Modern Family that I had not watched yet.
Mm-hmm. Why do you like that
show? I'm always catching up.
It's a great show.
Mm-hmm. But but that didn't tell me why you like it. It's a great
funny
show.
I like
because
it's funny, it's sweet, and yeah. I think the writing's great. The acting's great. It's just a good, solid show.
Good. All right. So then, where do we go from there? We go into tonight's list of shows that you may or may not want to watch. So Jennifer's going to give you a suggestion. You make the decision. That's right. We report. You decide. Yes.
Well, if you are just want to give up on network TV all in all, you can go to do a little movie musical marathon tonight. Turner Classic Movies has Mad About Musicals, The Marathon, and it starts with The Wizard of Oz. It features Top Hat, wow, Three Smart Girls. Should be a lot of fun. Turner Classic Movies at 8 o'clock on Freeform. There's a brand new show called Marvel's Cloak and Dagger. This is for all you comic book fans. Marvel Comics drama is about New Orleans teens, a pickpocket and a preppy jock, and they each have endured post-traumatic stress syndrome from losing a loved one a long time ago. They're going to discover they have super hours. That's a series premiere on Freeform at 8 o'clock tonight. If you like fix-em-up shows, Music City Fix is a series premiere on HGTV tonight. They buy houses in Music City for cheap. They fix them up and they make a profit. Seems pretty easy. Dave Wilson and his wife Courtney host that one. The season finale of Imposters on Bravo. Beach Bites with Katie Lee is brand new. That's the season premiere at 10 o'clock on the Cooking Channel.
Who's and biting? On... Oh, that's food. Okay.
What was that?
I wonder whether somebody's been bitten. Or
Beach Bites. It's like a cooking show, cooking channel.
Right. Got it.
Yeah. And then on the networks, basically the only thing new that you're going to see tonight is The Four on Fox. That's season two premiere, Battle for Stardom at 8 o'clock on Fox. And then NBC will have the Stanley Cup Finals game number 5 between the Golden Knights and the Washington Capitals.
Mm-hmm. This is a good thing I'm having dinner with Victoria tonight. I'll have something good to do. It is 25 and change after the hour. Let's get to the music notes for this hour. The NHL announcing that Panic at the Disco is going to give a special performance ahead of Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final between the Golden State Knights and the Washington Capitals, which is going to be at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. I almost said it, L.A. Tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, NBC and USA and CBC, Sportsnet, TVA, are all putting the hockey games on. The performance will have some sentimental value for the band. They take the stage in their hometown arena. In addition to the performance, Panic is also gearing up to release their sixth album, Pray for the Wicked. That comes out later this month. The band is set to kick off their tour July 11th, which will conclude in Las Vegas as well. So, tell me more. Will you have Panic at the Disco? Either of you, Victoria or Jennifer, what you know about this group?
They're kind of an alt-rock group, and the singer actually has kind of a very big operatic kind of voice, like theater style. He's done some Broadway stuff. He was most recently the star of Kinky Boots on Broadway, which is a really popular show that Cyndi Lauper wrote all the music for. And so he's taken a break from music with the band because he's been doing other theater projects, but now they're back together.
Did Cyndi Lauper sing any of the music that she wrote for the show?
She's jumped on stage a few times at the show, yeah, and so she sings some of the songs, and people just love her in New York. She pops up everywhere.
Oh, my God, she's fabulous. She really is. She's such a hot ticket, no matter. she's a hot ticket. 28, past the hour. Speaking of hot tickets, this is the DJV show.
Mirrors and elevators. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you've ever noticed that hotels put mirrors next to elevators, you might also be interested to know that they do not do so by coincidence. The idea of mirrors next to elevators originated in the 1950s when people in high-rises complained about elevator delays. With mirrors next to the elevators, people could check their hair or check out other people, but the idea was to give people something to do while they waited, and it worked. Complaints dropped almost immediately after the mirrors went in. And I have another theory why that happened too. Maybe the mirrors helped people realize that if they were bored while they spent time with themselves, there was really no one else to blame. For more insight on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm free to start over.
That's a 63-year-old woman who was serving a life sentence in prison on a nonviolent drug charge from the mid-1990s. President Trump now commuting the sentence of Alice Johnson, who says,
I'm feeling no handcuffs, nothing on me. I'm free to hug my family. I'm free to live life.
The president makes the move after a plea last week from Kim Kardashian West. That reality star had been working to free Johnson from prison for some time. Yesterday in a tweet, she said, best news ever. President Trump today is to meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House. The two leaders are expected to hold a joint news conference after their private talks. The upcoming summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un is expected to top the agenda. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
My favorite podcast is the DJ V Podcast at djvshow.com. So there. How about them apples? 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. I present to you Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, and the young and marvelous Kara Schell. That sounds like a soap opera. The young and the marvelous. Yeah, we'll celebrate
that's
that.
That's a good idea. You know, TV is short on ideas right now, so be careful.
Yes, it is. The young and the marvelous. We can make a lot of money that way. Let's do that. Today, we celebrate National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. It's not chocolate. It's chocolate. There's an O in there, another syllable. People say, chocolate drives me nuts. I have, if you go to my website for the farm, EastleyFarm.com, or on Facebook, if you follow things, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, you can see pictures of this year's ice cream bus. It's a moolicious bus that serves 28 flavors of ice cream. Every day, stop by and say hi. I had somebody actually do that. A few years ago on the farm, a person that listened to me in Florida came to New England for a vacation and went out of his way 400 miles just to drive by the farm, see the farm, have an ice cream cone, and say hi.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. Anyway, today, National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. All you need is chocolate ice cream. Have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. chocolate ice cream is the second most common flavor. Obviously, vanilla is number one. Chocolate-flavored ice cream has been in existence for 100 years, been popularized in the U.S. since the late 19th century. Cocoa powder blended in with eggs, cream, vanilla, and sugar to make chocolate ice cream if it's really good. Obviously, the cocoa is what gives it its brown color and flavor, but there are a lot of other things. They're really good. I happen to be an ice cream connoisseur, and they're really good. If you come by the farm... And
I love how you're a connoisseur. You're really just someone who eats too much ice cream. But
no,
it's okay.
I know good ice cream. I don't eat bad ice cream.
That's how all connoisseurs start. Right.
No, is it really? I started young on the farm because the farm I grew up on, the lady who was like my second mother made ice cream. It was homemade ice cream. I remember the little churn used to put the ice in and actually make. Have you ever seen an ice cream maker? Have you ever bought one? Yeah. You can buy them, I think, still in Bed Bath & Beyond and yep. Hemming or Slinger or there, whatever it is.
You need salt and ice. And
yeah, yeah. But if you put the right ingredients in, man, you have something really delightful. So let's all have chocolate ice cream. You have my permission to have chocolate ice cream today for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. How's that? Woohoo! Let's celebrate.
Perfect.
Yep. All right, what else is there? I was going to sing Old MacDonald Had a Meal, E-I-E-I-O. And in that meal there were lots of toys, E-I-E-I-O. Remember the Happy Meals?
Of course.
I think they still exist, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Can prove it by me. I've never been in a McDonald's in my life. But anyway, adults are now making a lot of money by selling some of the older versions of the Happy Meal, the knickknacks that came with toys.
A lot of people collect those things.
I think, why?
I know, but yeah. I guess they're worth money, that's why.
There's a site called loveantiques.com, which is dedicated to tracking the value of things like this. Compile a list of Happy Meal toys that they claim have appreciated in value. All right, listen to this. The mini potato head kids from 1987, up to $120 they're worth. Beanie Babies from 2000, $400. Complete set of Happy Meal Power Rangers, $300. Furby toys, which were included in Happy Meals 15 years or so ago, have been listed for up to $900 if in good condition. Ooh. You want a better idea as to how much your toys may be worth? Check in with a toy collector, or there are a lot of niche antique specialists. How about you bring one on to the antique show on PBS? Anybody do that? That'd be a place. What do they call it?
Antiques Roadshow. Yeah, I don't know that. I'm sure that they do have vintage toys and things like that. Yeah. I don't watch the show all that much. I usually kind of pass by it, but right. I haven't seen Happy Meal toys at Antiques Roadshow.
All right. IHOP is changing its name. Remember the great line that George Bush the father had for Bill Clinton when they were running against each other in 2000? The only international experience that Bill Clinton ever had was eating at IHOP. It was a great
It was a pretty good one, actually.
That
is a good one.
Anyway, they tweeted that they were going to change the name from IHOP to IHOP.
They're gonna switch the P upside down.
Why?
I don't know. Stupid. It's a mystery.
It does not roll off the tongue the way IHOP does.
No, it doesn't.
It's a bad move.
People are thinking maybe it stands for breakfast instead of pancakes because they do
or
sell
bacon.
Bacon would be good. International House of Bacon. I would go. But I'm hoping that this is just some kind of promo for a short period of time and that they're not going to permanently change it because IHOP definitely doesn't sound as good.
Mm. IHOP.
Why waste all that branding? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah. So these, this was a. Where in L.A. did they start this? Where was the first IHOP? I know the first Trader Joe's was in Encino. A lot of things have started in L.A. or suburban L.A. Do you know which village or town the first IHOP was? There are a bunch of them. There's one over on the west side, West Village, actually. Looks like it's been there for a long time.
I'm sure the original one in 1958 is not there anymore.
Toluca Lake. Do you know where that is?
It's 4301
Toluca Lake, Riverside
Drive.
Yeah.
In Burbank.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Do you know that one, Jennifer?
Didn't even know. No, I don't know that it's even still there or exactly. Let's see. Maybe we can get a Let's see if we can get it.
Well, let's we'll go there instead of that.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gone?
I think if I recognize it.
The company is owned. It was started by a couple of brothers, Al and Jerry Lapin in '58, and then they changed the name to IHOP in '73 from International House of Pancakes, and then Dine Brands, that owns a bunch of other, like Applebee's, those kind of stores, bought the chain. And they've really done a lot of expanding the last couple of years. There's a 24-hour one right in the center of Framingham. I never would have thought an IHOP would work there, but it's a college. There's a college right up on the hill. The college kids are there all hours of the day and night. So, anyway, B stands for breakfast.
The original IHOP was at Moe's. It's now actually closed in Burbank.
Moe's?
Yeah, you know where Moe's is or what?
Yeah. Well, but there's still a couple of Moe's. IHOP. But there's still a couple of Moe's around here and there in L.A.
They're closed.
Moe's all are closed?
Yeah.
Huh.
Does anyone want to explain what Moe's is?
Moe's was a diner.
Okay. No, not a diner. It was a restaurant.
Well,
maybe there are two different kinds of Moe's that you're thinking of.
No, I'm thinking of the place like you and I and your father have breakfast now. It was kind of a place like that. Wasn't it?
There was a place in Burbank and Woodland Hills.
I love how Doug is outraged that this restaurant is closed and no one even knows what it is.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what
it is. I know.
Okay, I'll get too carried away. Jennifer, time to get into the sports news. You gronking on Gronk? What's going on with the Gronkski?
Oh, you know how I love Jennifer Love Gronk. Gronk love Jen.
Gronk.
Rob Gronkowski, the human being. And you'll know why I'm saying that in a moment. We'll finally get to see Gronkowski, the racehorse, this Saturday at the Belmont Stakes. The New England Patriots tight end says he'll attend the third leg of the Triple Crown, and he hopes his horse will live up to its namesake after coming down with a fever that actually kept it from running in the Kentucky Derby. Gronk says, hopefully, if they named it after me, it's just a beast of a horse. It's fast, and it's ready to roll. You've always heard so many stories where the underdog wins. You just never know. Maybe my horse found a niche on how to get faster somewhere down the line in the last couple of weeks. Maybe when he got sick and missed the Kentucky Derby for some reason, it gave him extra powers, and now that he recovered, he might be even faster. Yes.
I love Gronk. He's so dumb.
Gronk says he's pumped that the odds opened at 69-1, and the race will even be held on 6-9. He said, I can't even explain that coincidence. It's just wild. Yes, it is, Gronk. Churchill Downs racing analyst Kevin Kernstein is not as optimistic as Gronk, but because he said he's never raced, the horse has never raced on a professional dirt track. So there you go.
I'm just wild about Gronkster. He's just wild about me.
Do you know how excited Gronk will be if Gronkowski the horse wins? So I'm rooting for Gronkowski the horse.
We've seen Gronk, videos of Gronk, the human. We've seen him excited at weddings where he's crashed things. Like, I can't even imagine what his reaction will be if this horse wins. It will be unreal. But
Gronk,
I love Gronk.
Hi, Victoria. Fox News has apologized to the Eagles for the photo, the kneeling photos. What's the story behind the story here?
Yeah, the Eagles tight end Zach Ertz put out a tweet yesterday slamming a Fox News report that showed him and a lot of his teammates kneeling before the game as part of a package about President Trump revoking the team's invitation to the White House. And as current and former players pointed out, the team actually didn't kneel at all during the anthem the whole season. And so Zach tweeted, "This can't be serious. Praying before games with my teammates well before the anthem is being used as your propaganda. It's sad. I feel like you guys should have to be better than this." And Fox News actually responded with a statement saying, "During our report about President Trump canceling the Eagles' trip to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl win, we showed unrelated footage of players kneeling in prayer. To clarify, no members of the team knelt in protest during the national anthem throughout the regular or postseason last year. We apologize for the error."
So what was the point of showing the video? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Back to fake news and stuff. They all do it. Doesn't make any difference what the network is, what the newspaper is. They all engage in it in some way, shape, or form.
Well, just how stupid was it? And this stands for any network that would try to twist images like that. How do you not think you're going to get called out for it? Mm. You know, in this age of social media and videos going viral, of course everyone is going to see it.
What it does is it points out is how average. Yeah, the people who run, they've cut the pay. Here's, I'm going to crank a little bit on the media, news media, radio, television. These greedy owners, these big, huge corporations that keep cutting pay for the people who know what they're doing, and the people who know what they're doing then leave and go find another job. That's happening all over the place, radio and television especially. And so you get this. You get people who are unseasoned, unskilled, unknowing, uninterested in how to do it the right way. They just throw whatever they can on the air and come up with this kind of crap. So they get the criticism they deserved. If you had good people with good judgment, with good training and good experience running these newsrooms, you wouldn't have the kind of stuff, a lot of the stuff that's going on now.
You would think, and I've worked in a newsroom, and you have as well, you would think that someone, somewhere along the line, someone would have said,
we can't,
this is just blatant propaganda.
Well, that's why I'm
telling
you.
To make our stories
the
point.
Good news people, yeah, or the good folks, right, they're
no
gone.
No editorial judgment.
They don't want to work for peanuts, and that's what these big companies, they're so damn greedy, they want to bring it all to the stockholders and the bottom line. At some point, you pay a price for that stuff.
My right. Mom's biggest pet peeve is whenever you see the scrolling, the ticker at the bottom, all the typos and all the words that are spelled wrong. Because it's like someone who's 20 and has no idea how to spell
it. Who am I, 20? 12. Miles, my grandson, could do better than that, and he's 3.5. Oi. All right, Jennifer. Victoria. No, not in Victoria. Kara.
Oh, boy. Yes, Dad.
You'll get one of them.
Another winner in the DJV show sweepstakes. We're giving away the Works Father's Day giveaway. Includes the Revolution Trimmer Edger Mini Mower, which is fab, and the HydroShot Portable Power Cleaner, also fab. If you want to line up for the stars and the gifts that we're giving away here between now and Father's Day, go to DJVshow.com and just register. Fill out the contest form, put Works Giveaway on it, and then you're in like Flynn. So Janet Chrisman was our first winner. Who's our second winner?
Mr. Mike Collins in Tucson, Arizona.
Mike Collins.
Happy Father's Day.
In Tucson, Arizona. All right, very good. Where was Janet Chrisman? Do you remember?
She was in
Sacramento, El Dorado.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
Okay. Yeah, look, a couple of West Coasters. All right, Mike, congratulations. Janet, congratulations. You want to win? Sign up. Just go to the DJV Show website, djvshow.com, and register to win. We have how many more of these? We give them away in sets.
We've got two more next week.
Two more next week. And Father's Day is what, the 18th?
That's Sunday.
Or the
17th. 17th.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Good deal. And speaking of good deals, those of you who are not getting good night's rest, you took my advice. You got the pillows from MyPillow. But did you do other things to enhance your sleep? For example, mattress toppers. The mattress toppers from MyPillow, made of three. There are three unique layers. First layer has a patented foam and a solid piece. Second layer has foam which has it's aimed at distributing your body weight and relieving pressure points. And the third layer is a material that keeps your body temperature regulated through the night. All right, so you want to sleep well, you want to have one of these zippered, removable MyPillow mattress toppers that are available at MyPillow.com. The same 60-day money-back guarantee. You try it, you don't like it, send it back, get your money back. You can't find that guarantee with any other pillow or bed stuff. So go to MyPillow.com, get the deals with the code DJV. All right, MyPillow.com, special code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here we are broadcasting directly to you on this Thursday. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan takes her expertise that she has, and she has a lot of it, to synthesize some of these stories that will affect you, including what you buy, how much you spend. There's a brand of cell phone that apparently is doing better on the market than Apple and Samsung. How could that be?
Well, in India, it is. It's a little-known Chinese brand, and it's called OnePlus. And in India, which you wouldn't really necessarily think is the case, but Indians apparently have such, a predilection towards having the fastest cell phones that you can possibly buy on the market. And when they look at statistics, everyone on average in India, even though we see abject poverty and things like that, but the average price that someone spends on a phone in India is $400. That's a lot for a smartphone. And so this new high-end OnePlus company, it was only founded 4 years ago. It accounts for more than 50% now of India's high-end smartphone market. And what they're doing, they're also now selling in the U.S. So if you don't want to spend $1,000 on an Apple 10 or the latest Samsung, which they're both expensive phones, are over $1,000, for $400, you can actually get this OnePlus smartphone that has some features that Apple and Samsung don't even have. This company is really starting their direct market. They don't sell them in stores. You can buy them online. And this company is really kind of grassroots smartphone company that people in the U.S. are tech enthusiasts are really starting to blog about, and they're comparing these model phones, saying that the speed is faster than iPhone, faster than the Samsungs, and just it's kind of come out of nowhere. People can't believe that this phone even exists. So you can actually get the OnePlus 6. It's $520, and that's over a third of the price of the Apple iPhone 10, which is what I have. And I love the phone, but some of these features on the OnePlus are so much better. And it's actually 20% cheaper than the Samsung Galaxy S8. And one of the biggest markets, it's in three big markets now, China, the United States, and India. It's becoming the number one phone in India. And I suspect in the next couple of years, this OnePlus phone will absolutely be in the top three of Apple, Samsung, and OnePlus. Those are the three things you're going to be talking about the most. And how they're, I guess because it's made in China, they can afford to charge a lot less than Apple and Samsung, or the branding isn't there.
Is that the brand name that we would buy? Is that the brand name?
Yeah, it's called OnePlus. It's all one word. And so just the fact that this phone has so many bells and whistles that you can't get anywhere else on the market, and to spend less money in the smartphone battle that everything just keeps getting more and more expensive with these smartphones, and the features I don't think they're justified by these prices. $1,200 for an Apple iPhone? That's ridiculous. You drop it once. And that's the other thing. The iPhones do not do well with the drop tests. You know, the computerized drop tests where they test everything in a lab? They don't do well. So you could smash a $1,200 phone with one drop. It's not great. So I would definitely encourage anybody who's looking for a smartphone but doesn't want to take such a huge hit to the wallet, check out OnePlus, and they've got several different models that I think you're going to be really happy with. I may even switch.
The consumer will tell you what happens. That's where the price will go. YouTube changing what it's including in their subscription model and how much you're going to have to pay. Speaking of paying, let's figure that out now by listening to this.
The Geek Out. YouTube is undergoing some changes to their subscription models, and it's a little bit confusing. YouTube Red, the service that provides an ad-free experience for $10 a month, is jumping to $12 a month and will now be called YouTube Premium. This gives users access to all YouTube content without ads and the ability to download content for offline use. Now, if all you want is music, you can sign up for something called YouTube Music Premium for $10. But not to confuse matters anymore, if you're already a Google Play Music subscriber, you will also get access to YouTube Music Premium, you know, because they're the same company. And if you're totally confused, and I understand why if you are, we've posted links with all the info explaining it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get to the Airbnb story this morning, Victoria.
Bad news for Airbnb. Research analysts from eMarketer have said that 5 million fewer guests than originally forecast in the U.S. will stay at Airbnbs this year. They've had some safety concerns, lack of fire extinguishers and first aid kits, and Airbnb, just they've got a lot of competition now, so not great news.
Really? A lot of competition. All right, well, competition is good. Keeps the price down. Maybe we can get that, apply that to the phone department. 59 past the hour on...
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.